Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
There we have it. Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. I started to say for the next 60 seconds, but, you know, actually the show goes so fast that it will almost seem like it's only been 60 seconds. So we've got a great one planned for you tonight, and I certainly look forward to this show as I do every one of our shows. This one's a very special show. We've got a very special featured guest that will be joining us this evening. And she's coming all the way from sunny South Florida. Well, I understand it is not so sunny right now because they're having some inclement weather. So, but nevertheless, we do appreciate the young lady that's going to be coming on the air tonight. She's going to give us some information about herself. And she's going to do some promoting of her business. And as always, our show is always about relationships. You know, everything in life to me is about relationships. Getting along with your spouse, significant other, your children, your siblings, your parents, other relatives, neighbors, friends. Everything is about relationships. It's that thing that can either cause us to have a very happy life or a miserable life. It all depends on perspectives and how we deal with those perspectives. So tonight we're excited because, again, tonight is no different than any other night that we've had our shows because tonight it is about relationships. My co-host, Joshua Jackson, will not be with us this evening. He has another engagement, so we're certainly going to miss him, and we do wish him well in whatever it is that he has to do this evening. Joshua has been with us now for some time. We are constantly giving him support, and he's done a tremendous job in being a protege of mine by doing this show with me. I want to also go ahead and take this opportunity to thank Ms. Audrey Blake, my former co-host, who took over the show last week in my absence. I was involved in an internship that I was doing, and I want to go ahead and thank Ms. Blake, along with Joshua Jackson, for doing the show. They did an outstanding job. I was able to periodically listen in, and I mean, the show was going on. I was beginning to wonder if my job was on the line out there because they did such a fantastic job. So I do know that there's a lot of great things that I know that Ms. Blake is doing now. And that was one of the reasons why she went on with her own programming to do some of her own things. And I'm so happy that I had an opportunity for her to get to be a part of my show, which was a springboard for her. And so a number of people have come on and they've gone on to some bigger and better things. And, you know, and I'm excited about that. So I wish everyone could come on and who's aspiring for different things that they too can be a part of something greater for themselves. All right, this time we're going to go ahead and I want to bring in my featured guest for the evening, Ms. Corlette DeVoe. She's going to be joining us right now, in fact. Ms. Corlette, welcome to the show this evening. You're on the air live.
Hi, Dr. Jesse. Thank you so much for having me this evening.
Well, it's a pleasure. It is absolutely a pleasure to have you this evening. For our listening audience around the world, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what it is that you do, and how you do it, and how people may get in touch with you if you're promoting your business.
Well, as you mentioned, my name is Corlette DeVoe, and you pronounced it perfectly. I have an adult daycare business in Pembroke Pines, and, you know, a lot of people ask when I say that, they ask, what exactly is an adult daycare? An adult daycare is a facility that is for seniors who would like to go somewhere during the day but stay living at home. So the adult daycare or senior center allows seniors to go somewhere to be sociable, to interact with other seniors like themselves, and have a good time, have fun, and do a lot of different activities that they would not be able to do at home with their family members while they are working. My adult daycare is called the Joyful Heart, and it is located in Pembroke Pines, Florida. For anyone wanting more information, they can feel free to contact my center. It is, the phone number is 754-210-3374.
Okay, excellent. How long have you been doing this?
The center has been opened for a year and a half. Prior to opening the center, I was in pharmaceuticals for over 20 years. So I have experience dealing with seniors that have dementia or just seniors in general. So I have quite a bit of years of experience in the healthcare industry as well.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question before we get into tonight's broadcast. What prompted you to go into adult daycare? I mean, sometimes people have a passion for something that drives them to this. Sometimes it's personal, based on experience with a loved one. What drove you? What was your compelling inkling to get into this?
Well, you know, that's a very, very good question. I've always had a passion to help seniors and children. Coming from the Bahamas, one of the things that stood out to me was what my mother said, as well as what my generation were taught, and that is the oldest girl, the family members are responsible for taking care of seniors when they get older or if they need them to. So I always knew that I would be responsible for taking care of my parents. I'm at the point where my parents are older now, and so my driving passion to open the adult daycare a year and a half ago was for the benefit of my mom, knowing that at some point, if my mom needed me to, I would be taking care of her. So I thought, what better way to do that than to have my own business and take care of my mom at the same time? And ironically, in the past 2 weeks, my mother became very ill, and my siblings and I started the discussions about bringing my mom to the adult daycare in Pembroke Pines so that she, one, bringing her from the Bahamas to Florida to live with me, and two, now utilizing the adult daycare so my mom can stay with me during the day and be well taken care of, and still have an opportunity to socialize with other seniors like herself. So, you know, it was perfect timing. My mom will be coming to stay with me sometime very shortly. So that's my passion, my reason for really starting this business. It was for my mom.
Wow, that is quite interesting how this turned out for you, because you were thinking about your own mom and doing something for her. And at the time when you were thinking about this, did you have any idea that your mom may be one of your clients? I mean, not clients necessarily for paid clients, but become one of the clients that you end up having to take care of her like that?
Well, you know, I think everything is dependent upon the direction of life. And I knew that one day, yes, if that was the direction that life took us. My mom needed me to take care of her. Yes, I knew that my center would be the place for her to be so that she can have the love and the care as well as the enjoyment of being at the adult daycare with me. Absolutely. And I look forward to it. I actually look forward to going and seeing the seniors every single day at the center because they are such a joy and they are so, they're such sweet people and they deserve to have love, kindness, patience, as well as socialization with other seniors just like themselves.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this question, and we're going to go into our story within the next 5 minutes. But let me ask you this question, because there are questions, chances are, that my listening audience want to know. When you're taking care of seniors, let me begin by asking the question, is there a certain age group that identifies people as seniors, or is your facility designed that it takes care of people who require assisted living accommodations? I mean, explain to us what seniors are.
Well, you know, my facility is an adult daycare. So we essentially can take any adult that needs assistance with certain things. You know, you may have a 30, 40-year-old adult that has dementia, or you may have a 50-year-old that had a stroke and is not able to function, do all the things that they were accustomed to doing prior to getting that stroke, and the family member still has to go to work. So our facility is designed to allow family members to take their loved one, their adult, who now is no longer able to really take care of themselves. They can come to our senior center, our adult daycare, during the day. We will feed them breakfast, lunch, and a snack. We will take care of them, and we will take them home at the end of the day. What that does is allows the adult to stay living at home instead of going to an assisted living facility. Assisted living facilities are facilities where the adult actually lives there, no longer lives at home. They would move out of their family home and they would go and live into essentially a downscaled version of a nursing home. And so assisted living facilities mean that they can essentially do some things for themselves, but they would no longer be living at home. The adult daycare, the adult is now able to stay living at home, but essentially go somewhere during the day that is secure, that has other adults like them, where they can have fun, be fed, be cared for in a safe environment, and then go home at the end of the day.
You know, I like that concept. I mean, it sounds a little different, but it's an adult daycare. And all this time as we're thinking, and it just really registered with me a few minutes ago, because I never thought about an adult daycare. But this particular one is for people who will require some assistance. It's not just, I guess that's, if you're an adult and you don't need any assistance, you don't need a daycare. I mean, is that fair to say?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, if you think about your mom or a senior, you know, you have a lot of family members that say, oh, grandma is at home alone. She is good. She is safe. I don't have to worry about grandma. But let me ask you a question. How many people do you know would like to stay in a house by themselves day in and day out with little interaction with other people like themselves? There aren't that many people that want. We can't do that. That's why we go to work. That's why we go out, you know, to the movies, go out to dinner, and go out and do different things. We don't want to do that. So why are we putting seniors in that position to stay home all day while we go out and essentially enjoy our lives?
You know, that's a very good point. I like that concept. Is this pretty much a new concept, or, I mean, is it something that's been out for a long time, or, I mean, where does this come from?
It's not a new concept. It's been out for a while. It's just not widely known. And so we are there are folks and advocates that are trying to get the word out about adult daycare centers that are out there. There are a number of them out there. There's probably a 2 to 3 in Pembroke Pines. But they are out there, and we're just doing the best that we can to get the word out that adult daycares are good options, a good option for seniors or adults who want to stay living at home with their family members but need a place to go during the day for interaction.
Right. Do you all provide transportation as well? You may have said that earlier, and I might have missed that.
No, I didn't say that earlier, but yes, we do. Transportation is available. So essentially, we would pick the adult up, adult or senior up from home at a designated time. We would take them to our center. They would enjoy the amenities and services at the center, and then we would drop them home at the end of the day. So the family member no longer has to worry about mom or dad or auntie getting to the center, or being lonely and at home alone. We've heard quite a bit about family members who thought their family members were okay at home. And when they started coming to the daycare, they saw a difference in their family member. And it makes a huge difference, because now you will see that your family member will now go somewhere. They will be happy. They're now playing games. They're doing cognitive activities to help their brain, to help stimulate their brain. They are making new friends. They are exercising. And they are getting solid meals every day at our center.
Okay, excellent. This sounds really, really good. Now, so is there a package deal that you all offer? Like, is there a certain amount that includes the transportation and services?
Well, there are a couple of ways that this can be paid for. Adult daycares actually are paid for by the insurance company if the patient has the long-term care plan. If a patient has a long-term care plan and they and it is still current and up to date, the insurance company would pay for the adult daycare.
Okay.
If they don't have the long-term care plan, they may have to pay for the services out of their pocket, or they can apply for a grant through the ADRC. ADRC stands for Area Disability Resource Center. If they contact the ADRC, they can apply for the long-term care waiver. Once they are approved for the long-term care waiver, that pays for the adult daycare 100% without a copay in the client, out of the client's pocket. So to summarize, there are a number of ways to pay. Long-term care insurance that they paid for before becoming sick or before becoming a senior. Long-term care waiver that they can apply for through the ADRC, the Area Disability Resource Center, or they can pay for it as a private pay, cash out of their pocket. If they pay for it private pay, it is $65 a day. We are open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. So they can essentially come there all day for $65. Now, that $65 includes all of the activities. We feed them breakfast, lunch, as well as a snack in the afternoon. And our schedule is a loose schedule, but we do encourage our clients to participate in as many activities as possible. That way, they can get the full benefit of being a part of the center.
Okay. Excellent. Let me, one final question before I go into tonight's story. If you're just joining us, we have our featured guest. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We have our featured guest, Ms. Colette DeVoe, with us this evening. Tonight's topic is the effects of loneliness in seniors and their caregivers. And that's just before I go into the story, I want to ask this question. how taxing is it on being a caregiver? I mean, we're talking about the effects of loneliness. What causes one to be lonely? Not only perhaps the seniors, but the caregivers. How is, you know, how are they affected?
You know, that's a very in-depth question. There are two parts to your question, so I think I'm going to answer the first part, and if you would like, I can answer the second part now or after you go to
yes,
the story.
Yes, go ahead, either way.
The first part is, you know, the effect on caring for seniors, the effect on the caregivers. You know, if you think about, you know, for those of us that have children, when we were raising our children, we sent our kids to daycares because, one, we needed them to make friends. Two, we also needed them to go out and give us some time to go to work or give us some time to run errands. And it also helps us emotionally to have time for ourselves. If you are caring for a senior 24/7, it's a very strenuous, emotionally draining process because now you have to do everything for that senior. You have to entertain them. You have to, in some cases, you have to take care of their activities of daily living, like taking them to the bathroom, changing them, giving them a bath, pretty much everything for them. So the caregiver is very, very stressed when they are caring for a loved one because it requires a lot of time, a lot of energy, and emotionally is very taxing. So what we found is that a lot of the caregivers actually become ill from the stress of caring for a loved one. So we try to avoid that. There are a lot of things that are out there to help caregivers find the relief and the respite from caring for their loved one. The adult daycare is like a respite for caregivers, meaning that they can take their family members to the adult daycare so that now they have the opportunity to do things for themselves. They now have the opportunity to relax and not worry about taking care of their senior or watching them 24/7. The adult daycare is a respite for them, and it provides relief and it helps them reduce their stress.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Thank you for sharing that with us. Let's take a look now at tonight's story, The Effects of Loneliness in Seniors and Their Caregivers. Tonight's character in our story are Yolanda and her grandmother. We're just going to call her grandma or grandmother. Yolanda and her grandmother. The Effects of Loneliness in Seniors and Their Caregivers. And we will, from here on out, we'll speak to the issue of tonight's story. And we welcome comments that have come in, and we'll give Ms. DeVoe an opportunity to respond to those comments according to, you know, her experience and expertise. Yolanda, it's been a long haul since Yolanda's early childhood days growing up in the home with her grandmother. Her mother was a single parent who traveled a great deal, so Yolanda spent more time with her grandmother. Yolanda has no siblings. Over the years, Grandma became frail and sickly, which had a serious effect on Yolanda in her teenage years. In fact, Yolanda became an overnight caregiver for her grandmother starting in her junior year of high school. That's right, starting in her junior year of high school. The relationship she had with her grandmother was so strong until Yolanda decided to attend a local college and stay home so she could take care of her grandmother. Grandma, now in her late 80s and having difficulty moving around, always calling on Yolanda. This puts a tremendous strain on Yolanda. The grandmother has been a widow since her husband died 7 years ago. He was 12 years older than her. She has been extremely lonely without him, in spite of Yolanda being there most of the time. Now, of course, she has nurses that come in and out to take care of her as well, but there's no one like having Yolanda as that loved one who the grandmother feels so close to. Of course, Yolanda's mother was happy that Yolanda made herself available by staying and choosing a local college because it made things much easier for her trying to make ends meet at the time. Yolanda's mother ultimately remarried, and in fact, she relocated to the town she frequented during her travels, her business travels, to be with her new husband. The mother would keep in touch with Yolanda via FaceTime and other social media to keep up with all of her own mother's illnesses. This left the bulk of the responsibility on Yolanda. As a result, it was very difficult for Yolanda to manage her own personal life while consistently taking care of her grandmother. Now, some of the effects loneliness has caused on Yolanda as a caregiver includes, number one, Yolanda is now 37. She's never been married because she has not found anyone who is likely to understand the time that she spends taking care of her ailing grandmother. Number two, it's very hard for her to get, not only get dates, but keep dates, because sometimes she has to cancel when her grandmother's not feeling well. Number three, she wants children. Yolanda wants children, but has not run into Mr. Wright. Number four, I mean, this is really taxing on her. She wonders if her formal education was a waste of time, although she has a great job as a result of her education. And number five, she's not only tired with this heavy load and taking care of grandma, she's extremely lonely and desires a life of her own, but refuses to put grandma in any home. Yolanda is now losing hope for a future for her own life. The question that we start out with tonight, and we're going to ask Mr. Vogt, is this typical behavior to be that attached to a loved one as a caregiver?
Yes, that's exactly the point that I was making before. What a perfect story, Dr. Jesse. That's a perfect story for this discussion tonight. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of people like Yolanda. They sacrifice their lives, they sacrifice their relationships for their loved ones because they feel they cannot let their loved one down. They have to take care of them. So they take on all the burden of doing everything themselves. The adult daycare is an option, you know, for those family members who do not want to put their loved one in a nursing home or an assisted living facility. Adult daycares are the way to go. That will allow you, people like Yolanda to take care of grandma, but still allow grandma to live with her. She would send grandma to the daycare during the day. They would do everything for grandma during the day. They would even take grandma, in some cases, to her doctor's appointment. So adult daycares can facilitate a lot of things that will help family members or caregivers like Yolanda. So, for example, if Yolanda allows her grandma to go to the adult daycare, if there is a therapist that needs to see her grandma, they can see the grandma at the daycare. If the grandma needs to go to a doctor's appointment, the daycare may be able to assist with transportation to get grandma to the doctor's appointment. There are so many things that adult daycares can do to assist caregivers like Yolanda so that she can care for her grandmother as well as allow grandmother to stay living with her while she still have a good quality of life. That way, Yolanda can now have, she can go on dates, she can do things, she can relax because now grandma goes to the daycare during the day. And it gives Yolanda freedom to do things that she would not normally do if she did not have access to an adult daycare.
So what I hear you, what I'm hearing you say, is in fact that had Yolanda been involved in an adult daycare, then perhaps Yolanda may have already found a husband, may have had a life of her own, which includes children and everything else, instead of having to be the sole caregiver, even though she has nurses coming in and out. But it would have provided a better lifestyle for Yolanda. Is that what I hear you saying with an adult daycare?
Absolutely. You know, we have quite a bit of our clients that that have care that includes a nurse or a home health aide, as well as participation in an adult daycare facility. So here's what that scenario would look like. Someone like Yolanda. Yolanda would get up in the morning. She would get dressed. She would go to work. She would go on a date, and she would go back home. Grandma is at home. Grandma would have a home health aide come in the morning, say around 6:30, 7 o'clock, get her dressed, take care of her, feed her. The adult daycare would pick up Grandma around 8:30, 9 o'clock, whatever time Yolanda thinks is best. Grandma would go to the center all day. The adult daycare would drop Grandma off around 5, between 5 and 6. When Grandma got home, the caregiver would have a home health aide there to take Grandma, take care of Grandma until 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, and then put Grandma down to bed. If Grandma is able to stay home alone, Grandma can go to sleep at night, well taken care of, and Yolanda can now go out on dates and have a good quality of life and now start building that relationship with someone so that she can get married, so she can have a family of her own. That Grandma would still be living at home with Yolanda. Yolanda would not be abandoning her grandmother. She would still be living with her grandmother, but her grandmother would be cared for and have a good quality of life. And so would you.
Okay. Right. Now, Mr. Vo, let me just recap for my listening audience in case someone is just joining us tonight. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can listen 347-857-1769. If you want to call in and talk to the host or my featured guest for the evening, you can press 1 at any time. Tonight's topic is the effects of loneliness in seniors and their caregivers. And, of course, if you're just joining us, and we'll go to the phone lines momentarily. But if you're just joining us tonight, we're talking about Yolanda and her grandmother. Yolanda has been taking care of her grandmother since her junior year of high school, which has been actually a long time now, and she's 37. So it's been well over, I would say, 22 years that she's been pretty much taking care of her grandmother. Her mother, Yolanda's mother, whom is the daughter of the grandmother, Yolanda's grandmother, was a single parent. Yolanda has no siblings, and her business required her to travel a lot. Ultimately, the mother got married. She remarried, and she relocated to be with her new husband. And this left a bulk of the responsibility on Yolanda, who also has nurses coming in and out periodically. But Yolanda feels that she is so strongly attached to her grandmother, she wants to be there for her. And our featured guest this evening is Ms. Corlette DeVoe, who is an adult caregiver. She owns a business, an adult daycare. And we're looking at the loneliness and the stress and strain. And this is what is happening to Yolanda. She's 37. She wants to get married, wants children. But she doesn't have a life of her own because Yolanda spent so much time taking care of her grandmother. And now the question becomes, and Mr. Logan actually stand by and go to the phone line, the question becomes, is this fair to Yolanda and others who are doing this out there? Let's go to 919-272. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Who do we have?
Yes, this is Christy.
Christy,
and
thank you for joining us,
yes.
Christy. Go ahead.
Okay, I heard the scenario with Yolanda. Okay. My question is, even though she's been taking care of her grandmother for a number of years since her junior year, I mean, she could have had a life because, as I heard the Mr. Wolf says, she sends her mother out to the adult daycare during the day, and then when her mother comes home, there's the grandmother comes home, a CNA there to put her in bed. So why is it that Yolanda hasn't had a life of her own? I mean, she has all the resources available to her. I'm a caregiver.
Well,
I've been a caregiver for. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. We'll come back to that in a second. But it's not. That was Mr. Bo was actually talking about her own business and making suggestions similar to what you're making. That Yolanda, if she had put her with an adult daycare facility during the daytime, while Yolanda was creating and establishing. No, she didn't have it. No, because she didn't want to put her in any home, and she just apparently Yolanda was not aware that there was an adult daycare out there facility. Just like a lot of people are not aware that these facilities exist. And Mr. Vo just educated me on saying that in South Florida, in the area of Pembroke Pines, there's three, which one may include her facility. So these are things that people need to get to know. And chances are, had Yolanda known this some 20 years ago, I'm with you, Christy. Chances are, then, of course, if she didn't get married and have children, then you can say, well, something's wrong with Yolanda because there's no excuse. So, Christy, go ahead. You were about to tell us how long you've been in this business.
Yes, I've been in this business really actually over 20 years. I actually went to people's private home and did it for 15 years, and I'm actually a medical foster caregiver now for veterans that I've been doing that for 6 years. So, and I definitely, you know, it's sad to say that Yolanda didn't inquire, you know, with people. I mean, you know, if you don't ask questions or ask people, you'll never know anything. So for her to have just put her own life aside, you know, all those years, I mean, I blame her. But if we don't ask questions and ask people, then we'll never know anything. I mean, and I use respite a lot. My men are not able to go to an adult daycare because they have dementia. So they cannot go unless I go with them. So that's not a break for me. So I use respite a lot when I need to take a break or when I need to do whatever, because being a caregiver, it will burn you out if you don't get respite, and they live with me. So it's no problem for me because I've worked it out that I, you know, get the help when I need the help. But, you know, for those who, if they don't know certain things when they're going to doing things, you got to ask.
Okay. All right, Christy, we're going to ask you to stand by momentarily. Mr. Vo, let me go to you. And I hear Christy being a caregiver, and she says she uses respite, and I guess I'm getting it right.
Respite.
Is that in
R-E-S-P-I-T-E. Yes, respite.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, respite. Okay, is that different from ADRC?
No, respite is a place where you would take your loved one for a certain number of hours so that the caregiver can go out and do certain things, maybe go shopping, you know, go on a date and just do different things just to get a break from caring for their loved one for 24/7. Christy, I must let you know there are a couple of things that I wanted to clarify. Adult daycares, many of them take dementia patients.
Ones that I checked out, they don't. Yeah, the ones I inquired about, they don't, yeah.
My facility actually takes clients with dementia, and that just means, Dr. Jesse, that there has to be certain precautionary measures to ensure that the client that has dementia does not walk off. There are certain things that you must have in place. You have to be cognizant of them all the time. And now, Christy, we do take clients, with dementia. So we do have a facility that is set up for that. Also, we have a customized cognitive program for our patients or clients with dementia. So, for example, if someone has mild dementia, they would do a certain type of activity versus someone who has severe dementia would have different activities because their level of cognition is completely different. They cannot do the same type of activity. They cannot. So we do customize our program for clients based on their level of cognition. Absolutely.
And we are open.
We are starting the beginning of July. We will be open on Saturdays to allow caregivers an additional day to drop their loved one off so that they can use us as respite as well. With us, we're respite, but we are not 24/7.
Right.
Okay.
And my respite people actually, not cutting you off, but my respite people actually come into my home, so I don't really have to take them out. I mean, every now and then I might take them out to somebody, but most of the time my respite person, I let them come into my home to watch my men for me.
Christy, it's extremely important that as a caregiver, you do get your respite. You do get your
turn. Oh, yes.
Because many of the caregivers actually become ill and die before the person that they are taking care of.
That is true.
So
the
stress, the emotional burden of caring for someone, and it's huge. People don't realize how much it
people
is.
People don't.
How taxing it is. And so please go and continue to utilize the services that you're using to get the respite, because you have to be well so that you can take care of your loved ones.
Amen.
You can't do
yes,
it
you
enough.
Do.
That's like the saying, put the life mask on you first and then put
right.
on somebody else. You can save someone if you're ill.
That's right. That's right.
So take care of yourself, Christy.
Yes. No, you're right, and that's what I try to do, because when my respite person comes in, I'm gone. Oh, yeah, I'm gone to do whatever I need to do. So when I use them, I look quite a bit.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel
bad. Oh, I don't feel bad. Oh, no. No, if I don't use them, then I definitely will get burned out. So every break that I could get, believe me, I do take it.
Let me just pause and take a break right here. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We certainly appreciate all of our comments. We've got some comments that have come also into the studio. And we're about 15 minutes before we start to close the show down tonight. But let me ask this question. Christy, you asked this. I mean, you presented this here about Yolanda, that she needs to ask. But, Mr. Vo, let me ask you this question. I mean, here it is. I've never even heard of respite. I've never heard of that.
But you got to be taking care of somebody in order to probably know about it, really.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I mean, with Yolanda, her case, being that young woman in her junior year of high school, I mean, what's the likelihood of her start in making inquiries about, ADRC? I don't even think I've heard of that one, or respite. And, of course, I'm not a caregiver, but, Mr. Vo, you had the vision about these things because you thought about the future for your mother, and that's what compelled you to go this route. But, Christy, you know, I don't know what it was that prompted you to want to go that route as well. But for the average person who's just trying to go from day-to-day live or go to school or work, I mean, like in Yolanda's case, what would prompt her? I mean, even after she finished college, you know, you're not thinking about, you know, I just want to be with my grandmother. So, Mr. Vo, let me start with you by asking that question. I mean, where would Yolanda or someone like Yolanda begin to start a starting point of where they can get the help, like RESPA, ADRC, any of that stuff?
You know, I think starting off with the Internet is a good place. The Internet is such a vast, vast tool for information. She can, you know, a caregiver can literally just plug in help for caregivers, any variation you want, and something should pop up. But, you know, many people don't know that this help exists. I think that's, we have to take it a step back. They can go on the internet to get information, but they first have to know that there's help out there, that there are places like us. And the only way for them to find that information out is to be exposed to it, or to be around someone, or to be in a conversation with someone that says, you know what, my grandmother went to this place that did this. And so, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of things that I don't know, and I consider myself a pretty smart woman, but I'm pretty sure that there's things that I, only because I haven't been exposed to it. So for, you know, for Yolanda, she just did not know. She had no idea. And Yolanda is not alone, Christy. There are a lot of people like Yolanda.
That's true.
I have people, you know, I have people, my adult daycare is next door to a kid's daycare. Okay? I have people coming by all the time. I didn't know this existed. What exactly is an adult daycare?
That's what I'm saying.
Every day. Absolutely.
Right.
So I don't blame them. I put the onus on people like myself and healthcare professionals to continue to fight and push to get the word out there that centers like this exist to help seniors and their caregivers. So we are constantly trying to educate and inform so that more people will learn about this, this service so they can help get the help that they need, not only for their family members, but for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It helps both of them. It helps the caregiver and the caretaker. It helps both parties. And, you know, Yolanda needs to get to start having a better quality of life. Yolanda needs to start dating and feeling like she's a young woman and she can do things without having that burden of taking care of her grandmother. Because obviously, Yolanda's mother went on with her life.
I was just going to say, she sure did. She got married, okay?
Yolanda's mom got it going on. She just went and did her thing. She, Yolanda's mom put the burden on Yolanda.
Yes, she
did.
You know, I'm not beating up anyone because it happens every day. What we are trying to get out is that help exists, whether you're Yolanda or whether you're her mom or whether you are the grandmother. Help is out there. Ask. Do research on the internet. Put in any variation that you can. And if you can't find anyone to help you, then start your own movement.
Then start. Thank you. That's right.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, so, Christy, let me just ask you, just shift gears just a minute. Let me ask you, what compelled you to start your, I know you have a, it's not an adult daycare, but your facility that you do, what made you even think that route? And you say you've been in it for more than 20 years. Because, I mean, if and I love what Ms. DeVoe said earlier when she said, you just got to be around people and you got to pretty much is thinking outside the box. By being around people and that exposure, that's the key word that I'm looking for, that exposure. Because if you just hang around the same people all the time, you're pretty much, you know, these people are not in that arena. But you just be surprised when you venture out just a little bit and you start talking with a different circle of people, then it's likely to come. But let's go to you, Christy, and ask you this question because we've got about 10 minutes before we close out. Ask this question. What prompted you to go into this here some over 20 years ago?
You know what? What really prompted me to go into being a caregiver is because at the age of about 35, I was involved in a serious accident, and someone had to wait on me. And I went to a rehab. I had a walker and all of that. So I had made a vow to the Lord when I was in that, when I was going for therapy. I said, Lord, if you allow me to walk again, and by trade I was an administrative secretary, I had made a vow to the Lord that, Lord, if you allow me to walk again, I'm going to change my career from being an administrative assistant to taking care of those that are disabled or whatever the case, or less fortunate or whatever the case might be. So that's why I've been a caregiver as long as I've been, because someone had to wait on me at an early age.
Wow.
And I enjoy it.
That is noble.
I enjoy it.
That's touching. That is touching. Mr. Vo, you want to say something in response to that? I mean, that is noble.
I was going to say that's such an awesome story. You know, we all have something that motivated us to get into this business, but it takes a very special person.
Yes,
to get into
the
business. Yes, ma'am, it takes a special person to get into the business of caring for others. Let me tell you, the name of my center is A Joyful Heart. When I look for employees and staff to take care of our seniors, I look for people who have the natural gift and ability to care for others. All caregivers are not created equal.
No, they're not.
Some people do it because it's a job, because they want to make
money.
Some people do it because they actually care, and it takes a special person. When you come to our center, and I encourage people to come and visit our center, we hire people that have the natural ability to care for seniors because it is a thankless, and you are, so many things happen to you every day, but you have to shrug it off and say, that's okay, smile, and show love every day, every time, no matter what.
Yes,
and it takes a person to do that. Because when you
and I
when
tell
someone
people that all
you,
the time, that statement. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you will get spit on, kicked, punched, fondled.
Yes, you sure
you will. All of the above. You sure will, but that's okay. You know, I get fondled all the time. You know, and I just laugh it off and say, okay, let's keep it moving. You don't take offense to it because they're not doing it in malice. 90% of the times, they don't even remember.
Thank you. They don't.
They don't.
Wow.
So you can't. You really, when you do this job, when you get into this field, you have to do it from your heart. You have to do it from your heart.
Yes,
if you don't, it is not going to be a good experience for you if you do not do it from your heart. You've got to love the seniors. You have to enjoy them. You have to have fun with them. And you have to give them love so they know that no matter what, every time I go to my center, I'm going to get love from Miss Corlett. I'm going to get love from Miss Scott. I'm going to get love from Miss Joan or Miss Lenore.
That's right.
If nothing else, that's what they will get. Love, kindness, gentle, every time, every day.
Wow. I tell you, you two are very special ladies because, I mean, you have even awakened me to a new horizon to even think about, you know, seniors more. So I think this puts a different perspective on it because, you know, as we keep living, all of us could possibly get there where we required somebody to have to wait on us. And, Christy, your story was very touching. And just to hear both of you all, the passion in your voices, lets me know that you all are genuine in what you do. Let's take a few of the comments that have come in here. Christy, we're going to start with you first. This male writes in, he says, the effects of loneliness in seniors and their caregivers. I don't think people realize how lonely our seniors are until they experience it by spending time with a close family member who is a senior, like in the case with Yolanda. How true is that? I mean, do you have to experience this to understand it or to realize it, Christy?
Well, you know what? Like the old saying, experience is the best teacher. If you've taken care of someone, you know, regardless, like Yolanda, who took care of her grandmother, then that would make you not necessarily make you to be a caregiver, but that always helps a lot. And as Mr. Bo said, but it's still not for everybody. It has to be from the heart. It has to be from the heart. Because if it's not from the heart, then if you're just doing it for a job, just for a paycheck, then you don't really put your all into it.
Okay, I like that. Mr. Vo, before you comment, let me go to the phone lines just quickly. We've got about 7 minutes, and my producers are already threatening me. Let's go to 912-416. Who do we have on, and welcome to this tonight's show.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thank you for joining us. Rose, did you have a comment or a question or concern?
I just wanted to commend Chrissy and Miss DeVoe, I can't pronounce her name.
DeVoe.
Your guest. Because as I listened, I know that I don't believe I am cut out to care for the elderly, but just to hear how much love they have in their voice as they speak about caring for the elderly, you know, it really touched my heart. And I think it takes special people to do that, you know. So I just wanted to commend both of them for going that route. I think they are very special.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so
much. I agree with you, Rose. I mean, as a little boy growing up, my grandmother, when she looked old, I was even afraid of her. I just thought that if you touch older people, you might get some disease or something. And, I mean, that was me as a boy, a little boy, probably even as young as 10 and 12. You know, I just didn't think people get old and wrinkled. I didn't understand it. And now as I hear Mr. Vo and Christy talk about actually being caregivers, I mean, it's like, you know, this almost got me at a loop, a loss on tonight's show. Rose, we appreciate your coming. We're going to ask you to stand by. Mr. Vo, do you have to experience this here, you know, as that comment came in? Do you have to experience it? And then we're going to condense the comments because we got only 4 minutes. We're going to take about 4 more comments. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry, Dr. Jesse, what is your question?
Well, based on the same question, well, I'll tell you what, let's go to another question and give you this one here. The female writes in, she says, I think loneliness, does have an effect on caregivers, because sometimes it can be overwhelming, like in the case with Yolanda, having to take out so much of her time from their personal lives to care for their loved ones. I don't think they mind, but I would imagine it takes a toll on you. And why would Yolanda sacrifice her life so long? Why do people do that? She wants to know that, Mr. Vogt. Why would they do
that?
Well,
you know, right. That's a very good point, and I'm going to be as brief as I can. You know, seniors that are at home while that family member is out working, they have nothing to do but wait for their family members to come home. So when Yolanda got home in the evening, her grandma couldn't wait for her to get home. So now Yolanda's tired. Grandma has a lot of energy because she has done nothing all day, and she wants to spend time with her granddaughter. So that puts added burden on Yolanda because she is now not able to get home and rest. So that's going to affect her functionality when she goes to work, and it's also going to exhaust Yolanda because she now has to go to work, and then she has to go home and spend time and put energy into being with her grandmother. And I will tell you just briefly, the studies that are out there on senior loneliness, some of the statistics are mind-boggling. We know that seniors are one of the loneliest groups of people in this country. We also know that people who are seniors that are lonely are at increased risk of depression, dementia, and mortality. We also know that 20% of all suicides in this country are seniors over the age of 65. And the suicides are not because of terminal illness. Suicide is because of loneliness. They now give up on life. But we have to stop this. We have to give them a purpose for being, a purpose for living. Let them know that just because they're seniors, it does not mean that their lives are over. They can still have a good quality of life, but it has to be in a different format. It has to be outside of the house, making new friends, dancing, singing, having a great time, because life is worth it.
Well, we're going to actually stand by just a second. We've got, we've got only a couple of minutes. So we're going to take three more. We're going to squeeze those in some kind of way. Chris, we're going to give you the next one, and we're going to ask that you, and Rose, we may throw one in there for you, or maybe not. Female here, she says, Christy, she says, we should not wait until a senior member of our family has to go to a nursing home or some other facility for care. I think we should try and spend as much time with seniors to ensure we have lasting memories and show them love in the process, just like Mr. Vo was saying. Christy, in your view, how important is that to show them love and not wait till they have to be put in some facility or with an adult daycare? How important is that?
Very, very, very important. Give each and anybody and everybody, show them, give them, my motto is, give me my flowers while I can see them, okay? Because if you don't give them to them now, you know, when they're dead and gone, you can't give them. They can't see them. Other people will see them. But seniors are a very important part of my life. And like I say, I enjoy what I do. So, you know, take them out. They don't have to be bored. Do things with them. I mean, they might not be able to do everything of what a person might be able to do, but there are some things that they enjoy doing. So whatever they enjoy doing, that person, whoever their caregiver is or whomever, they could just, you know, hey, have fun with them. And it could be right there in their home. They don't always have to go out all the time, but they could do things right there within their home with them. So it's very,
wow,
very important.
Wow. You know, we've got two more comments that we will take. And I want to throw this in, and we may have to even do another show on it, but I want to throw this in. I think you all need to go around to the various churches in your community and make people more aware of the importance of being a caregiver, particularly to seniors who've already put in their dues. I just thought I'd throw that out. Mr. Vo, here's a comment. There's more writing. He says, I am grateful for caregivers. I did not realize how important caregivers are until my grandmother was old enough to be placed in a nursing home, and I realized how much more we all missed her when we could not reach out to her as often. I say keep in touch more now rather than later. Why is that so important, Mr. Bowe, in 15 seconds or less?
because you want that family member, you want that senior to know that they their life matters and their family cares about them. Keep them at home as long as possible until they until the end, if possible. But they deserve it. They deserve to live with you, and they can only live with you if you find a place like an adult daycare to help you care for your loved one.
Right. All right, Chrissy, we're going to give you this one here, and then, Mr. Vo, we're going to give you the last word as our featured guest. This comment comes in, female. She says, I am a caregiver for my older sister. I can tell you without a doubt it can be tough sometimes because they don't always want what you feel is best for them. In spite of this, I still have to show her much love and continue to care for her. Oftentimes, you don't take certain things so personal, as you all said earlier. It is rewarding to know you are caring for your loved one. Chrissy, this is a caregiver for her older sister, and she shows her love, even when the older sister doesn't want certain things for her. I mean, she doesn't take it personally, as you all mentioned earlier. How can you not take some things personally and being spit upon?
You've
got
to realize that person who you're caring for, even if it's your sister or whomever, you know, they still, if they're still able to have their say-so about some things, I mean, that's fine. But you can't take it personal because, you know, again, you got to put aside and just say, well, hey, I know that the purpose of what you're doing is caring for her. So it's best not to get into any arguments or anything like that, but just hear whatever she has to say and just take it all in love and still be a caregiver for her because that was the purpose of you bringing in her into your home.
Wow.
So
excellent.
Continue
excellent.
To show love.
All right. Mr. Vo, we're going to give you the final word. We're clearly out of time. But I would like you to also speak to that. You know, I mean, is that, am I thinking outside the box when I say that perhaps you all need to present this? This needs to get out there because I don't recall ever being in a church setting or in a community setting where somebody got up and actually had the passion that you and Chrissy have in your voices to get my attention for the elderly in any way or another. You know, so would you speak to that about would a church setting or venue be the appropriate place to get the word out?
I think that is an absolutely appropriate place. Churches, especially churches that have the senior groups, they have a lot of senior groups, they have small groups. You know, getting out there, talking to churches, talking to schools, because everyone has a grandmother, talking to as many groups as possible, just to get the word out there that there are places like A Joyful Heart for seniors that need a place to go during the day. Adult daycares allow family members to stay living at home while being cared for. That's what A Joyful Heart Adult Daycare does. We allow our seniors to stay living at home, and we encourage that because they deserve to live with their family members to the end. If anyone wants to get in contact with me, they want to come by and visit our adult daycare, we welcome that. We encourage that because our place is full of love and our place is immaculate. Our place, our facility is located in Pembroke Pines, Florida. The address is 12201 Pembroke Road, and that's in Pembroke Pines. The telephone number is 754-210-3374. That's A Joyful Heart, Senior Services, Adult Daycare in Pembroke Pines. And we are here to care for our seniors and take care of them during the day while their family members work. We love them, and we want to care for them.
Listen, ladies, we are clearly out of time. I want to thank all of our callers tonight. Those of you all that we weren't able to get to tonight, we do appreciate your being on the air and your patience. You can listen to this show in its entirety 20 minutes after this broadcast. Just simply go to Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc., and pull up the website, and you'll be able to press the play button and hear this show in its entirety. I want to go ahead and thank those of you all that sent in your comments as well. Those comments that we weren't able to get to, we do apologize for that, and we ask that you all keep sending them in. I want to go ahead and thank my very special featured guest this evening, Ms. Corlette DeVoe. She's the owner of an adult daycare, and I'm telling you, tonight I'm lost for words because it was I heard some things tonight that fully educated me and brought more to my attention about the love that's needed for the elderly. Thank all of you all again, Mr. Vogt. Thank you so very much. We look forward to you coming by to some future shows. Would you do that for us?
Absolutely, I would love to. And thanks for having me.
All right. You're quite welcome. On that note, I say to my listening audience, join us this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass this Friday, join us again live next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. So until Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.